The road to Philly has been long for Hillary Clinton, but it is a path that a number of successful women politicians have also trod in their own lives and careers. Congresswoman Anna Eshoo of California's 18th Congressional District, nestled by the Pacific, west of San Jose, has risen fast as an activist and lawmaker. She champions the cause of innovation on the Hill, along with energy and women's equity issues. She told her story to Todd Zwillick in Philly.
The first time I ran was in 1988, and I lost in 88. And I remember when the pollster broke down some of the polling, and I said, I'm so excited. I don't want to hear about the rest of this stuff. Tell me what women think. And he said, you better fasten your seatbelt. And I said, what are you talking about? Because I had done so much to advance women legislatively. And the polling from women was, she should stay home and take care of her children. So there was a resentment on the part of women.
That's shocking.
At that time. That was 1988. And then I ran again in 1992. It was called The Year of the Woman. Imagine, it just was going to be 1 year for women, right? And won.
What did that tell you at the time in 88 when your pollster said...
Oh, I was crestfallen. I couldn't shake it. I couldn't shake it. I was so stunned. I was so stunned and so deeply unsettled about it. How could it be that would be their take on me?
Can you recall a time for me, maybe earlier in your career, maybe in Congress, when it was time to make a deal or negotiate a bill? I've heard this from other women. Make a deal, negotiate a bill, you're an elected member of Congress, you have a pen, and it was made clear to you somehow that people who'd been in Congress longer maybe didn't consider you part of the club, and, you know, they don't. I've been told by others there was a time where
I've never really allowed anyone to treat me that way. Have many tried over the years? Absolutely. Now I've gotten to the point where I can just smile and keep going. I remember when I first got there, when you came off the floor of the House, you actually are on the second floor of the Capitol. And at that time, they had the rotating doors, which I think are dangerous. And someone pushed the door very hard, and the right behind me pushed me, and I almost fell, which is dangerous because there are steps there. And I said to one of the members, oh, my God, I said, I almost fell, you know, and it's dangerous. And he said, what more do you want? You got here. I've never forgotten that. What more do you want? You got here.
Eshoo has been in Congress since 1993 and is rapidly becoming a senior member. In California's 13th Congressional District, across the Bay Bridge, it's a diverse community filled with contrast. There's Oakland and Emeryville, Piedmont, and Congresswoman Barbara Lee. She's famous for being the only vote against authorization to use force against any enemies connected with the attacks of 9/11. She called it a blank check for war. Was she wrong? She loves being outspoken, unafraid, and a woman still happy to go up against intolerance wherever she finds it.
You know, and this still happens now in meetings, for example. You have an idea that really is embraced, and then oftentimes men embrace that idea as theirs. And here you said it first, this is the plan, or this is the issue, or this is the position. And, you know, oftentimes they'll embrace it and say the same thing you said as if it were their own and not say, well, as... And, you know, that's just one little, I think, example. But when you come from where I come from as an African-American woman, oftentimes, you know, I was seen as someone who was still working for someone, for example, and not my own person as a member of Congress. So I had to make sure, you know, they understood that I was elected just like they were.
We're at this moment now, of course, this is going to be the first woman nominee in history, and that's a huge first. Strangely, though, it seems to me somehow that Hillary Clinton, that the attention to the first that this represents is less, for instance, than when President Obama was the nominee, and there was a great deal of attention, and rightfully so, out of the fact that he was the first African-American nominee and then the first African-American president. Some attention is paid to Hillary Clinton in this regard, but it seems to me that this moment of the first nominee that she's, I don't know why, but she seems to have so far lost out on the gravitas of that moment at all. And I don't think I'm alone in that. I think other people have. Have you perceived that? And do you have a...
Yes, but you know, that might be a good thing. That might mean that women have entered this political system in a way that is not unusual anymore. And that, I think, is a testament to her and her experience. I mean, she's got a long record in terms of her political experience. She's got a history. And perhaps, and I'm not saying this is the case, but perhaps, you know, there's a new standard being set now. I mean, what I want to make sure of is, and I think young women really understand this, that there were many battles fought by women before today that we could risk losing if, in fact, we don't elect Hillary Clinton. You know, issues around women's health and reproductive health care. Well, it wasn't always so that we had Roe versus Wade, for example. And so I think what's more important is to recognize we need Hillary Clinton in the White House to protect the gains that women have made. But I think in many ways it's really, I think, a plus for Hillary Clinton in the sense that her history and her experience bring her to this point. And I'm so delighted she's a woman.
You're saying that maybe people have become sort of inured to the idea of her candidacy, not only because she's been on the scene for so long, but maybe we've gotten to the point where there was an assumption that there would be a woman president before long, and people just go, oh, yeah, right.
I think you're right. I think that's what Shirley Chisholm wanted to do. That's what Reverend Jesse Jackson wanted to do. They paved the way so that's not a shock. You know, I'm humbled by that, and I have to honor the legacy of all of those who paved the way for this to happen. I think that's really how I feel. So many people did so much to get us here. And so that, to me, is what we should be celebrating in addition to our nominee, but just the fact that, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, you know, paved this way.
Congresswoman Barbara Lee, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
California Representatives Barbara Lee and Anna Eshoo speaking to Todd Zwillick at the DNC in Philadelphia.